Reach out. 剑桥少儿英语广播版第三集。
Unit 1. Going to the post office. 1. Follow us. Where are you going?
We're going to a supermarket.
Where's Betty going?
She's going to a post office.
Radio store.
Airport.
Shop.
Market.
Restaurant. 2. Listen and say. Where are you going?
I'm going to the post office.
What for?
I want to buy some stamps, envelopes, and I'm going to post a letter.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the post office.
What for?
I want to buy some magazines. Would you like to go with me?
Sure.
Can I help you, sir?
I want to buy some stamps and some envelopes.
Here you are.
Thank you. Here's the money. Oh, by the way, can I have today's newspaper and that magazine?
Sure, here you are.
How much are they?
They are $5.50.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
3. Read for fun.
Mrs. Emma is very old, but she still likes to do things. She often takes a walk in the garden, which is behind her house. Sometimes she waters flowers or goes to a store to buy things for her and for her family. But it often takes a longer time to buy the things she wants.
One day, she wanted to buy a comb, but when she got to the store, she couldn't remember what she wanted to buy. So she didn't buy anything and came back home. The next morning, when she wanted to comb her hair, she remembered the comb. She wanted to go right after the breakfast. Just then, a girl from the next door came to Mrs. Emma's house. The girl had a beautiful doll in her hand. Mrs. Emma liked the girl and the doll very much and said, "Let's play in the garden." She played all day with the girl and forgot all about the comb. When she went to the shop in the evening, it was closed. 4. Enjoy it.
When you're down and out.
When you're down and out and you want to shout, find a place to run away and then wait for another day. When you're down and out and you want to scream, find a book, a puzzle, or a tape and find a place to escape.
Yeah!
5. Think about it.
Where are you going?
We're going to the supermarket.
I'm going to the post office.
What for?
I want to buy some magazines.
Would you like to go with me?
She often takes a walk in the garden, which is behind her house.
But it often takes a longer time to buy the things she wants.
She remembered the comb.
She wanted to go right after the breakfast.
Just then, a girl from the next door came to Mrs. Emma's house.
Unit 2. Tell the time. 1. Follow us. What time is it now?
It's 9:10.
What time is it now?
It's 3:05.
8 o'clock.
4:30.
4:14.
9:25.
10:40.
10:12.
2:15. What time is it now?
It's 5:30.
What time is it now?
It's 12:15.
10:05.
9:15.
8:01.
12:30.
2. Listen and say. Do you know how to tell the time?
Of course I do.
Can you tell the time in English?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, it's easy. Let me tell you. Look at the clocks here. It's 2 o'clock. It's 9:15. It's 9:20. It's 11:30. Do you understand now?
I think I understand it now.
Well then, let's go for lunch first. You can learn it later.
Okay, let's go.
3. Read for fun.
Hello, good morning, Mr. or Miss Lee. It's 6 o'clock a.m. now. Do you know me? I'm your new friend. You bought me only 2 days ago. Look at my face. I'm looking at you right now. Don't think that I know nothing about you. You've got many things to do today. You want to go to classes at 7:10 in the morning. You want to have your lunch at 11:50.
Then you still have two classes in the afternoon. The classes start at 2 o'clock p.m. Let me see. You want to play at 4:30 in the afternoon and go home at 5:15. You want to do your homework after supper. You can take me with you every day. I won't give you any trouble. I've got my own hands and legs. I can walk by myself. If you think I'm slow, you can push me a little. If you think I'm fast, you can pull me back. Now get ready quickly. Let's go to school. 4. Enjoy it. Think about it.
Do you know how to tell the time?
Do you know how to cook?
Do you know how to do it?
Unit 3. What are you going to do tomorrow? 1. Follow us. What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to visit my parents.
What's he going to do tomorrow?
He's going to buy some books.
Meet my old friend.
Post some letters.
Stay at home and study English.
Make some cookies.
Send some flowers to an office.
Use my computer to do some work.
Have a meeting.
Fetch some books from David's house.
Camp in the mountain village. 2. Listen and say. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Cathy and I are going to visit my aunt.
Where is your aunt?
She's in Tianjin.
Are you going by bus or by train?
We're going by train.
Oh, that's very nice.
Where are you going?
I'm going to town.
Can you take us there?
I'm sorry, I have some important things to do.
What is it?
It's a secret.
Okay, we understand.
3. Read for fun.
William is only 6 years old. He has never seen his grandfather. Yesterday evening, William's grandfather came to live with them. Early in the morning, William was playing in the garden. He saw an old man who wore a very long hair, beard, and mustache. He didn't know who he was, but that old man knows William very well. The old man greeted William first. "Hello, Bill. What are you going to do today? Aren't you playing with your old grandpa?"
"Who are you?" William asked. "I'm your father's father. You are not my grandpa. My grandpa has got no hair on his face. And your face is behind the hair. I can't see your face." "Oh, no, my grandson doesn't know me. I'm going to cut my hair, shave my beard and my mustache." So he went out. After half an hour, he came back again and greeted William. "Hello, Bill." Bill turned round and saw a good-looking man who looked like his father. He asked, "Who are you? Why are you like my father?" The grandpa laughed. "That's right. I'm your father's father. I'm your grandpa." 4. Endure it.
When are you going to do your work?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
When are you going to clean your room?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
When are you going to call your aunt?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
When are you going to iron your clothes?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
When are you going to eat your lunch?
Now.
Now!
Five. Think about it.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Fetch some books from David's house.
Are you going by train or by plane?
Are you going to have rice or bread?
I have some important things to do.
He saw an old man who wore a very long hair, beard, and mustache.
He didn't know who he was.
Unit 4. Dates and months. 1. Follow us. What month is this?
It's January.
January.
February.
March.
April.
May.
June.
July.
August.
September.
October.
November.
December.
When is Christmas?
It's on December the 25th.
When is Easter?
It's on March the 21st.
2. Listen and say. When is your birthday?
My birthday is in next month. It's on October the 14th. When is your birthday?
My birthday is on July the 20th.
July the 20th?
Yeah.
That's a very hot season. Do you like summer?
Yes, summer is my favorite season. I can go swimming every day because I like swimming.
I don't like swimming and I don't like summer.
But do you like to play games?
Yes, I do.
In summer, days are long, nights are short. We can have more time to play.
Maybe you're right.
3. Read for fun.
We have all kinds of holidays. On January the 1st, we have New Year's Day.
In January or February, we have Spring Festival.
On March the 8th, we have Women's Day.
On May the 1st, we have May Day.
On June the 1st, we have Children's Day.
On July the 1st, we have the Party's Day.
On August the 1st, we have Army's Day.
On September the 10th, we have Teacher's Day.
On October the 1st, we have our National Day.
4. Enjoy it.
Today's Monday. It's the first day of school. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today's Tuesday. It's the second day of school. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today's Wednesday. It's the third day of school. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today's Thursday. It's the fourth day of school. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today's Friday. It's the fifth day of school. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today's Saturday. Hip, hip, hooray! Saturday, Sunday. Today's Sunday. Hip, hip, hooray! Sunday, a fun day! Hooray!
5. Think about it.
Christmas.
Easter.
My birthday is in next month.
It's on October the 14th.
In January.
In June.
In January or February, we have Spring Festival.
On March the 8th, we have Women's Day.
May Day.
Children's Day.
The Party's Day.
Army's Day.
Teacher's Day.
National Day. Unit 5. Autumn is my favorite season. 1. Follow us. How many seasons are there in a year?
There are 4 seasons in a year.
What are they?
They are spring, summer, autumn, and winter.
Which season do you like best?
I like autumn best.
Why do you like autumn?
Autumn is a golden season. The weather is not too hot and not too cold. The sky is blue and the air is fresh. We can play all kinds of games.
You are right. 2. Listen and say. What season is this? Spring, summer, autumn, or winter?
It's often sunny. It's very hot. You can go swimming outside. Girls wear beautiful skirts. Boys wear shorts and t-shirts. You can have a long holiday. It's
very cold outside. Sometimes you can see heavy snow. You can play with a snowball or a snowman. But you can't play outside for too long because the days are short. It's
getting warmer and warmer. Trees and grass begin to turn green. Birds begin to sing. You can fly kites.
Leaves begin to turn yellow. The weather is not too hot and not too cold. You can go camping and have a picnic outside. 3. Read for fun.
Autumn is our favorite season. Last year, my friends and I went camping with the children's club. After we got to the camping place, which is at the foot of a mountain, we had competitions. After I explained what we were going to do, we were divided into groups. Each group had a red flag. Then we started to climb the mountain. My friends and I were very quick. In half an hour, we got to the top of the mountain. Everybody could see our red flags flying high up there. We were very happy. Later on, we had picnics, played games, took pictures, and we really enjoyed ourselves.
In the class, the teacher was asking her pupils, which one of the following animals can jump higher than a desk? A mouse, a dog, a cat, or a rabbit? All of them can. Tom answered at once. Why do you think so, my boy? Because a desk can't jump at all. 4. Enjoy it.
Spring! What happens in spring?
The flowers open, the birds sing.
Summer! What happens in summer?
The sun shines bright, we can play at night.
Fall! What happens in fall?
The earth is brown, the leaves come down.
Winter! What happens in winter?
There is snow all around, there is ice on the ground.
Five. Think about it.
Autumn is a golden season.
The weather is not too hot and not too cold.
The sky is blue and the air is fresh.
We can play all kinds of games.
After we got to the camping place, which is at the foot of a mountain, we had competitions.
Everybody could see our red flags flying high up there. Unit 6. What will you do on your birthday? 1. Follow us. What will you do during your summer holidays?
I'll go to visit my parents in London.
Visit some places.
Read some books.
Learn how to swim.
Do my homework.
What will you do on New Year's Day?
I'll go to the zoo.
Go to the theater.
Watch TV.
Have a great dinner.
Take many pictures.
2. Listen and say. Hello, Helen. This Sunday is my birthday. I would like you to come over to my house.
That's very kind of you. What will you do on your birthday?
I decided to have a birthday party. My parents will buy me a birthday cake. We'll cut and eat the birthday cake, and sing a happy birthday song.
That's great. I'll be there. Should I bring something?
No, you needn't. We've got everything. By the way, some other friends will come to the party, too.
Really? Who are they?
They are Betty, David, Emmer, Katie, and Sarah.
Oh, that's wonderful. We can have a good time.
3. Read for fun.
A train stopped at a small station. A man looked out of the window and saw a woman selling cakes on the street. People on the train were buying them. The man wanted to buy a cake, yet the woman was standing far from the window. It was raining, and the man did not want to go out in the rain. Suddenly, he saw a boy who was standing under a tree. "Come here, boy," the man said. "Do you know how much these cakes are?" 5 cents for each," the boy answered. The man gave the boy 10 cents and asked him to buy 2 cakes. "One for me and one for you," he told the boy. A few minutes later, the boy came back. He was eating a cake. He gave the man 5 cents and said, "I was late. There was only 1 cake. This cake was for me, remember?"
Jack is a little boy. One night after dinner, Mother said to Jack, "Jack, go to the kitchen and see if the light was still on." After a few minutes, Jack came back and said to his mother, "Oh, sorry, Mummy. The kitchen is too dark for me to see anything. You'd better see it yourself." 4. Think about it.
What will you do on your birthday?
What will you do on New Year's Day?
What will you do on Sunday?
What will you do next year?
Should I bring something?
No, you needn't. We've got everything.
By the way, some other friends will come to the party.
Oh, that's wonderful. We can have a good time.
A man looked out of the window and saw a woman selling cakes on the street.
Jack, go to the kitchen and see if the light is still on.
The kitchen is too dark for me to see anything. You'd better see it yourself.
Unit 7. What's this big animal called? 1. Follow us. Sarah, look at that big animal. It has a long neck and short legs.
Yes, the body is big, but the head is small. What's this big animal called?
I don't know. Let's ask the man over there. I think it's called a big bird.
No, you're wrong. A bird can't be that big. It may be called dinosaur.
Yes, I remember it now. My father told me this is a dinosaur. They are extinct many, many centuries ago.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure now. This is called dinosaur. It looks like a bird. It can fly.
I love this animal.
2. Listen and say.
What's it called? It's a big box. It has many people, food, fruits, and everything inside. You can see them and hear people talking, but they can't hear you and see you.
What's it called? It's a small room. It's cold inside. People can't go inside, but things can. Things like to be inside. They hate to be taken outside. When they are inside, they are good. When they are outside, they are bad.
What's it called? It has a round face, but on the face, there's no nose, no mouth, and no eyes. It has legs. They can walk. They can tell you the time.
3. Read for fun.
Harry played football all afternoon with his friends. He went home and had his supper quickly. He wanted to do his homework, but he was so tired and sleepy. His head fell down on the desk. "Oh my God! The football went into the forest! I'm going to find it!" Harry quickly ran into the forest to get the ball, but he couldn't find it. He looked for the ball everywhere. Suddenly, he saw a very big animal behind a tall tree. It had a very long neck and a very small head. It looked like a giraffe. but its legs were short. This strange animal looked at Harry and came towards him.
Harry was afraid that this big animal might eat him. He ran away quickly. The big animal ran after him. It ran faster than Harry. "Help! Help! Help! The monster wants to eat me!" Harry shouted. "What are you doing, Harry?" "Oh, this monster knows my name," he thought. "Harry, wake up, wake up." Harry opened his eyes and saw his mother, but there was no big monster. Harry told his mother, "Mom, I saw a big monster." "There is no monster here, understand? Go to bed quickly." "But I really saw..." "Shh, there is no... but. Go to bed, okay?" Harry closed his eyes and fell asleep again. 4. Enjoy it.
Save the animals! Save the animals! Save the animals!
Bobcats!
Bats!
Bears!
Cheetahs!
Cougars!
Deer!
Save the animals! Save the animals!
Dolphins!
Elephants!
Foxes!
Gorillas!
Leopards!
Lions!
Save the animals! Save the animals!
Monkeys!
Otters!
Pandas!
Panthers!
Rhinos!
Tigers!
Save the animals! Save the animals!
Whales!
Yucks!
And zebras! Save the animals! Save the animals! Save the animals! Save the animals! Save the animals!
5. Think about it.
What's this big animal called?
What's that called?
A bird can't be that big.
It may be called a dinosaur.
It looks like a big bird.
They are extinct many, many centuries ago.
Are you sure?
They hate to be taken outside.
Oh my God!
This strange animal looked at Harry and came towards him. Harry was afraid that this big animal might eat him.
Help! The monster wants to eat me.
There is no but.